that is always, you know, we need to have more options. I mean, if you're not satisfied, look, there are people out there who are going to always try to push the envelope, right? There's always going to be a teacher or a student. I don't know all the circumstances of what happened in the class. I try to follow it on social media. You know what happens on social media. It becomes just a, you know, who's yelling louder on social media, you know, who comes up with the most ridiculous statements. So I try to get away from that. But, you know, I say that someday we can not have to worry about scenarios like this, because what we need to do is open up more school choice. Then people will be happy where they're going. I truly believe that there's so many different ways to deliver education, and we just need to open up a really good platform for that to happen. I dedicate every day to doing that. I'm always trying to find pathways for kids who want to get into the trades. I always try to help out kids who are trying to get into college, and you know, to that end, I'll be willing to start new schools, start new programs in schools that exist. I don't care if it's public, private, charter, microschooling, whatever it takes. We as parents need to demand those kind of choices so we can decide where to put our kids in. And we can avoid, you know, the incidences like we saw at the school board. But one of the other things we need to do is really evaluate how the school boards are elected. I think we need to start looking at that as well. I think we need to put some folks on there that have certain specialties. And I think they should all be elected still, but I still believe that we need to look at how boards are formed right now, and because the school board is definitely one of those projects that we need to be working on as a state.
I want to ask you, and this is an important question, so I'll give you as much time as you need on this one. What is at stake? I know people always poo-poo the midterms. Well, the president's not on the ballot, and a lot of reasons not to go out and vote. But give me the reason that people need to get involved and need to vote.
Yeah, I'm really concerned because, you know, when people keep talking about the elections and that they're already decided, I don't subscribe to that. I really do believe that the election still can be decided at the ballot box, but I believe that everybody needs to vote, and your vote does count, and get out there and do that, because what's at stake is really the direction of the country. We have to be able to push back on policies that do not get us anywhere. I mean, we spend so much time on these social policies and not really on the fiscal stuff. And that's what's at stake, is, you know, your pocketbook. I mean, you look at all of the things that are going on right now, they're pocketbook issues. Gas prices going way up. Bread, foods, all that, any kind of, you know, item that you're going to talk about putting on your table, going up in cost. Almost everything, we're talking about 8.5% inflation, maybe went down to 8.2%. But these are all things that we should be discussing in our homes, going, this is not the direction we want to go in. And so this is what's at stake right now in the midterm. Yes, the president's not up for reelection, but remember, there's a separation of power. You have to have the branches of government working together. And as long as you got one branch that actually can push back and say, yeah, we're not going to go here. Let's talk about where we should be going, or at least modifying that direction. We have to have that. I mean, at the state level, it's so important that we have a backstop. That's why when you were asking me about the Senate, that's the one branch, that's the one house of our legislature that I think that we can take over. And so I think that we need to have something that can push back on the governor if Sisolak does win his reelection bid, which I don't think that he will, but we need to have some sort of backstop. So that's why elections are important. They have consequences. I think we all know that now.
I know that when you were on a regular basis on this program, I regularly asked you about your political future. You're termed out, so you've got another 2 years to serve, but that doesn't mean you can't be running for something while you're serving. Can you give us a guesstimate on what you're going to be doing 2 years from now?
Yeah, I'll be the the assistant minority leader or majority leader, however you want to discuss it, in the Hammond household. I will allow my wife to make more decisions and take a back seat and enjoy life with my kids and get ready for weddings that are coming up and graduations that are coming up and all the wonderful things that life gives you.
Hey, Scott, it's always good, man. We'll get you back on soon, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you so much for the time, the opportunity to talk, and, stay well out there.
You always make me laugh, and that's always good. Scott, thank you, man. That's Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stay where you are. Coming up, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. He's running for governor. He's one of the people that is running for office that's on this show. Scott Hammond was the one guy that is not running, believe it or not. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, look out for a stranded vehicle. It's there on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda. Also, we're getting some slow flows on the south side of Interstate 15, too, there in the resort corridor, especially at Flamingo. You're kind of bunched up there. Some police activity, that's near the freeway on-ramp. That's St. Rose Parkway before the 215 eastbound on-ramp. So look out for that. Also, remember that bridge reconstruction project. That continues on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Only two lanes are available during the day, and after 9 o'clock tonight, only one lane is going to be available.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The strong start to the season for the Las Vegas Aces continues. They knock off Los Angeles yesterday 104-76. Asia Wilson, 24 points. Jackie Young adding 19 points and 9 rebounds. The Aces also signed point guard Chelsea Gray to a multi-year extension. It'll keep her with the team through the 2024 season. They next play on Saturday when they match up against Chicago. UNLV baseball continuing to get set for the Mountain West Conference tournament. That is beginning on Thursday when they are scheduled to match up against the Air Force Academy. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick.
Left to the left, to the right, to the right.
Now hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At CDW, we get new work environments can bring new distractions.
My kitchen is my new office. It's also home to our new family smoothie machine.
While CDW experts can pre-configure Dell Latitude 9000 series laptops with built-in AI that learns how users work to minimize disruptions and help you and your organization stay productive. Ooh, even when life gets messy.
I'll get the hose.
For technology that helps you adapt, trust Dell Technologies and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/DellClient.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you. And it's also great to have Mayor John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas. He's also a GOP candidate for governor. He's going to be a part of that five-person debate tomorrow night on Channel 8. And he joins us now. Mr. Mayor, how are you doing, and where are you today?
I'm doing fine. We just got done opening, Kevin, the largest hydrogen plant in the world in North Las Vegas, Air Liquide. And $250 million company build out of the company that they put here. And so this is, like I said, the largest in the world. So in North Las Vegas, we are really diversifying the economy of Southern Nevada.
You know, I love when you talk this way because you and I have been around through some tough times for your city, but things are going great. I mean, a lot of politicians say, if you elect me, I'll do such and such. You've done that. You've already accomplished that. So you have a track record. Is that something that you play up on the campaign trail?
Oh, of course I do. You know, when I became mayor, we were about bankrupt. And $156 million upside down, $6 million hole in the budget. And it was horrible. The whole state charter was given back. But we since then, with a team that I hired here and the city council that works together, we are no longer in North Las Vegas a bedroom community to anyone. We are our own standalone economic engine for this region, and we will produce more success, new money in this state than anywhere else, new opportunities, new jobs that are 21st century jobs. Anyway, it's in North Las Vegas it's happening. But, Kevin, we can do that in the whole state if we get this kind of leadership.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people know you around the state. You've run for election before, but I'm curious, is there something that they don't know about you that you'd like them to know?
I don't know that people know I work as hard as I do, and that when you hire somebody such as me that's had some success in business and had some success being in the legislature and had some success in being a mayor, that you've got kind of the best CEO that you get, CFO or CEO, both of them, that you could actually get for the state of Nevada. I've been very, very successful. The shooting range out there in North Las Vegas, out on Clark County on the north end there, I was chairman of that for 10 years. We built that shooting range. We got that done. So people now can go out there and enjoy themselves. I've done a lot of stuff. I was the elected official of the nation for City County's magazine for Fixing North Las Vegas. I was NRA legislator of the nation for the NRA. I was A+ with the Nevada Right to Life. I really worked very, very hard to make sure the people in Nevada get the best amount of effort out of me. And along the way, I get credited for doing my job so well. So I think that you need to know that John Lee's one of those kind of guys that you want to hire. So 10 years, where are we going to be, John, and can you get us in that direction? And that's the kind of leader I am.
Tomorrow, five candidates, including yourself, will be on the stage at Channel 8 for a big debate. What do you expect? Do you expect fireworks? And how have the previous debates gone? Have they been pretty civil?
Well, they're really not debates because a moderator asks everybody the same question. So a question that I might want to... Somebody might say something silly like, my first day in office, I'm going to make constitutional carry an executive order. You can't do that stuff. You got to go through the legislature. So many of these candidates are saying things just to get people excited to vote for them, but really they have no realistic view or opportunity to do those things without working with the legislature. So I think that the way the format is, it doesn't give me a chance to correct people. I mean, whether it's in the Nevada Revised Statute, the Nevada other codes that we have, the Constitution, those are questions that somebody with experience would have to know. But, I hope that we can get some answers out of some of these people so you can recognize that you just can't have name recognition and think you're going to go up and do a good job up there. You're going to get blown away, and you're going to waste another 10 years of Nevada's future if we don't get the right leader up there.
Will you go after Sheriff Joe?
I don't know what I'd go after. He's never done anything. He's just a name. Sure, we ran a police department, but I've got people over here running police departments. In fact, there's our police department, North Las Vegas. we were number one in crime until I got here. We put another $10 million in the budget. We hired 200 more people. We reopened our jail. We're number four in crime now. Metro is so far ahead of us under his leadership. Then we've got Sparks and Reno at number two and three, and then us. So I don't think you could say that the sheriff has done anything towards crime. Fact is, since Doug Gillespie was there, it's nothing but just almost doubled. So if that's the only thing you have to stand on, you've got very poor understanding below your feet there.
Should there be more than just five candidates on the stage tomorrow night?
No, I don't think so. I think that there's a lot of good people who all have the same desire to replace the governor, and I applaud that. I think it's great, but when it really gets down to doing the job and understanding the responsibilities, and then with those responsibilities, doing something with the position to work on this education problem that's just horrible here in the state, or to work on some of the transportation issues or health care issues, water issues. Those are the things that governors can do working with county commissions and city councils to fix Nevada. I don't think somebody going in there with no experience is going to be able to accomplish anything. They're going to have to ask their political people, what should I do to get reelected? And if you do this, you're going to lose 10 votes. If you do that, you get five. But they're not going to accomplish anything if they haven't got experience in business and political skills.
Let me ask you, we're right on top of this election. The 28th is early voting. We've got June 14th for Election Day. And I guess my question to you is, a lot of people are painting this as a two- or a three-person race, and you're in that two or three. What is the path to victory look like? Can you give me just a thumbnail sketch of, yeah, of what you plan on doing these last few days before the election?
Well, that's a good question. So I was in the legislature for 14 years, so I would take my family up to northern Nevada. We would put our kids in school there because I don't like to sleep alone at the end of the night. I'd like to see my family. So I've got some name recognition up north from living there. I lived in Dayton and Carson City and in Lake Tahoe. And so if I can come in number one or two in Reno, which I think is possible, they've got some local boys there, though, that, you know, might be doing pretty good in this race. And if I can do very well in Clark County, if I can get the Clark County people who know the experience that I brought to North Las Vegas, and I can do this through a state, and if they'll vote, and in the rurals, I mean, Sisolak just completely ignores them, and Lombardo hasn't done anything with them, and they don't have any access at all to anything. I think you can get enough in all those areas, you can be governor and govern the whole state. So I think we're in good shape. I just do my best, and if I win, I'm going to serve well.
Let me ask you, is there such a thing as get out the vote for a primary election? I mean, is there some sort of machine that you've got that will help get people to the polls?
No, and I would say for anybody to have that in a primary would be rare. Usually in a general election, that's when those things kick in, you know, when the parties get behind people. But during a primary election, it's kind of like every person for themselves. So the thing that has to happen is the people in Nevada have to decide, if I don't like the situation, what's happening to me now, what can I do to change that situation? And that only depends on them going to the poll, them researching the candidates, them understanding that experience matters, a level head, clear thinking can save this state. And it's all about people wanting not to become socialists and want to keep this wonderful constitution, this country that we have right now, moving in the right direction.
Mr. Mayor, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the plant opening there. Another great example of people that get things done. I love it. I absolutely love it. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much. You have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Kev. Bye, guys. Bye.
There you go. Mayor John Lee, North Las Vegas mayor, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people, I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NMLS64.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too. Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018.
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It'll literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're wondering why gas is up over $5 a gallon here, the national average is up over $4. We're going to bring in some expert testimony from Joel Griffith, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and he has written extensively on this. We'll get a chance to hear from him coming up just after 2 o'clock. And then Manny Cass, candidate for treasurer, will join us at about 2:35. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, the National Football League, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, is toying with the idea of eliminating the Pro Bowl. I got to tell you, after watching this last year's Pro Bowl at Allegiant Stadium, I got to tell you, it would be merciful to end this because it's the worst. It's not entertaining.
No, and that's the problem. The annual All-Star game for, well, of course, the NFL, the NBA does it. Major League Baseball did it famously last year and moved. But the NFL Pro Bowl game has been played in some form or fashion for the most part since 1938. Now, what the NFL owners are doing as they meet sometime this week, they're talking about, and they don't need approval, by the way. They just, you know, they bring it up in a meeting, and they say, yeah, you want to eliminate this? And they'll say, yeah. They don't even have to take a vote on this. But you're right. I mean, there's been a lot of negativity associated with it. Remember during last year's Pro Bowl, Kevin, when Alvin Kamara, the member of the New Orleans Saints, running back there, famously was involved in some kind of altercation at a nightclub with another gentleman who basically had his eye socket punched out. And then the people in Kamara's entourage, they began kicking the man while he was down. It was all caught on video. So it's a bad look. But that's not the first time that's happened here in Las Vegas. The NBA All-Star Game was back in 2007. That may have been before you were here, but it became infamous when a player from the NFL, Adam Pac-Man Jones, was here at a strip club with his entourage.
And made it rain.
And they were raining $1 bills at all these ladies. And then after they were entertained and the ladies were going around and gyrating and doing their thing, they tried to pick up the money again. I mean, come on. I mean, you're a millionaire athlete. I mean, what are you doing out there? And that's when the bouncer got involved. And unfortunately for that bouncer, and his name escapes me right now, but he was paralyzed from the waist down as a result of trying to, you know, get that all together. So there's a lot of negativity associated with these. But as far as the NFL is concerned, it's just not competitive. There are way too many players that are actually trying to get out of playing, and therefore they're not going to get hurt. So the competitive value, nobody tackles, there's no defense. They're just getting down to the point where why even do it anymore? So at least they're talking about that right now, and we can keep you posted on that.
Yeah. In my view, the two words, good riddance, because it's not entertaining, and it's just not. I'm sorry. Stay where you are. More to come from Gentleman Jim Dallas, and also coming up in our next hour, Joel Griffith from the Heritage Foundation, and Manny Kess. He's in the arena. He is a candidate on the Republican side for treasurer. We'll talk about what does a treasurer actually do. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702